Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So I wanted to tell you something that happened to me when I was 8. I am the youngest of 3, and my sisters and I would often get in fights. And my 2 older sisters would tag team. And this is something that really would piss me off. And when they would tattletale on me, my mom would get so pissed. And she would give me a spanking. So it just got to the point where I just got really frustrated. So on one particular night, it was really late, and for whatever reason, my sister started ganging up on me, and it was probably like, who knows, like 1 o'clock. So I was up really late. It was like 1 o'clock, and my sisters were kind of bullying me, almost like hitting me, and I got so pissed off that I left. Well, I stormed upstairs, and I remember, okay, now keep in mind, I was like extremely angry for being really young. Okay. And you know, and I think back, I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't think I've ever been that upset in a really, really, really long time. So there's a point of me telling you that. So anyway, I stormed off, and I was really pissed off, and I started huffing and puffing. And this is where it gets, I mean, okay, don't laugh. I mean, I guess you can laugh, but this is like kind of ridiculous. So I was storming upstairs, like almost like really dramatically. And I'm like, and I remember I was like wearing this like really, this nightgown, this pink little nightgown. And okay, and I ripped it from where the collar is. And like, imagine like, you know, the Hulk where he like rips off his, you know, his top. Once he's transforming, I literally felt like that's what I look like. Just like I ripped up and I was like, ugh! And I like stormed in my room and I slammed my door so hard. I didn't even turn on the light. Well, and I slammed my door so hard that everything rattled. Like I can hear the mirror rattling, my drawers rattling. And I remember I plopped down on my bed and like, I'm still like, and like, I just felt like to the point where I'm like so sick of this. Right. And my blinds were still open where I can still see the moonlight. And all of a sudden I saw something in the corner of my eye, like to the left. So like my bed was parallel to the wall. And so the wall is to my right, if that makes any sense. So anyway, I'm like huffing and puffing and I'm starting to slow down in my breathing and I'm on my back looking in darkness at the ceiling. And I see something even darker and I look over slowly to my left and realize that it's like this, it wasn't even defined, but I can tell it was like a person or like a hooded person. And I look at it a little bit closer and it's like, it's massive. It's like, its head is touching the ceiling and its body is like, what's the word? It's, the dimensions of its body, its form is like really unnatural. It's like almost, I'm almost surprised it can fit in my room. And I look at it and I like hold my breath because instantly at that moment, I was like, I'm freaked out. I'm really fucking scared. And it has these I'm looking, so I stared at it longer and I noticed that it had these glowing white eyes, almost slanted to in an upper corner, like you can tell it's angry. And I'm looking at it and I'm holding my breath. And as I'm doing this, it moves up to my face very slowly. And like, if I had to count how many inches, how far away it was from my face, I would say like 4 inches, maybe 5 inches. And I remember I was still holding my breath and I closed my eyes and I was so freaked out and I started shaking. And I remember thinking like, okay, if I hold my breath, he's not going to see me, which is completely stupid. But once I opened my eyes, he was gone, like just vanished. And I just, you know, I'll never forget it. You know, I'm 34 right now. And it's like, I still remember it like it just happened last night. And it's the freakiest thing that's ever happened to me. And so here's what I think what happened. I think that my anger was over the top. I mean, I can't even remember a time where I've ever been that upset, even today as an adult. So what I'm saying is that I think I was so incredibly angry that I almost summoned like this dark entity. And I don't even really know what it is. I'm thinking, is it the Grim Reaper or whatever? I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think, because I value your opinion. So what I wanted to say before I end this is that part of the reason why I decided to call in, because I keep thinking, I'm like, oh, I should really share the story. But I thought, okay, it's kind of stupid. Or I mean, maybe it's not. But I realized that there are a lot of people out there who have very similar stories. And I'm pretty sure, just as I appreciate it, to hear more about it so I don't feel so alone. And so this is the reason why I called. So those of you out there who have a story and you're hesitant, just share it, because a lot of people will relate to it more so than you realize. Another story, really quick, the one I'm referring to of what made me decide was that you had a caller that had an experience that happened. Like, I think she was driving and she was like in the midsection ready to turn, and she noticed this person that was driving really slow and then looked at her with these long teeth. And I thought, holy shit, that's exactly what happened to me. That's exactly what happened to me. It's not exactly like her instance, but it was so similar. Like, this is the reason why I thought, oh my God, I should really just share the story. So just really quick, this is what happened. I was driving and I was turning and waiting for oncoming traffic. And I don't know what exactly happened, but I guess I didn't see this person, or maybe I didn't see her because she was driving so fucking fast. And I think that's what happened. I think she was driving so fast that we almost crashed. And I remember I took one look at her, and my roomie at the time was in the same car with me, or in my car, I mean, and I took one look at her, and I swear, I remember her eyes looked dark and her teeth were like super long. Like, it was like exaggerated, something you see in like a horror movie where there's like CGI, you know what I mean? And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, like that is really scary. And as I'm driving away, I'm thinking that was really unnatural. And I had thought about it for like weeks after it happened and thought, I literally think that whatever happened, I think she was so pissed at me because she thought I was going to hit her that I saw something, like something that came out that she maybe possessed, or maybe she was manifested from her anger. I mean, I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. Anyway, if you play this, thank you so much for listening and valuing the fact that I have something to share. You guys make me laugh. Please, please keep it up. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.